If a brother or sister is disciplined and excommunicated in a local church, should this affect my fellowship with this brother or sister, especially if I feel that they have been excommunicated on unscriptural grounds? Now that is a really difficult question, isn't it? There are times when a person is excommunicated for what I think were unscriptural grounds. Now, we've already talked about this issue that when elders make a judgment, they often know things that I don't know. But we know that sometimes a person may be excommunicated for frivolous things. They may be excommunicated because someone saw them coming in or going out of a certain building. And on that basis, we know that Watchman Nee was cut off from hundreds of local fellowships because he happened to preach at a rescue mission or someplace, and that was it for him. See? And we know that J.B. Nicholson is not welcome in certain places in Northern Ireland because he does things and says things that he thinks are scriptural, but other people don't. Well, you know what? The local elders are accountable for that, and I don't lie awake at night worrying about that. The local elders make that decision. They'll give an account for it someday, right? So we recognize that there are times when the elders make a decision that we don't entirely endorse. This is where we need, again, to reclaim, to hold the head, to reclaim the Lord Jesus, don't we, as the head of the church. And we say, Lord, we grieve over this. We're going to pray for this brother. We're going to lay hold of this principle that if this brother has been falsely charged, if he's been wrongly dealt with, that you will set it right. It's not in the hands of the sheep to do that. Nothing but chaos will result if every individual believer can second guess the judgment of the elders and start going around saying, well, I just don't acknowledge that, sorry. Right? We can't do that. The clear case is someone who has been disciplined. And the Bible says that if they've been disciplined for the charges that are listed before us there in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 11, if they've been disciplined for this, with such an one know not to eat. The idea being that if a child goes to daddy and daddy says no, then the child goes to mommy and mommy says yes. This is family suicide. This is the destruction of the family, isn't it? Well, the same is true with the local church, that if some in the local fellowship will not acknowledge the leadership of the elders in that matter, what they need to do is withdraw. If you can't submit to the elders in your local fellowship in good conscience, and you can't say, I want them to be accountable for me, then you better go somewhere where you can submit to the elders and have confidence in them. But if you start an uprising, an insurrection, watch out. David, for 20 years, was being hunted on the hills by King Saul, and all those years he called Saul the Lord's anointed, and he was ashamed that he even touched the hem of his garment. Saul did not handle things properly. He made lots of bad decisions. But David recognized that David was not over Saul, God was over Saul. And so he went to God about it. And he trusted the Lord to deal with Saul in his own good time. We have to do the same thing, because as soon as we start setting ourselves up, church government is not Christ, me, the elders. So as soon as I start doing that, I may be right in the particular, but I'm wrong in acting as if I am Lord of the churches. And I can't do that. I have to lay hold of God. And I have to, the tendency is, the danger is that I call up this brother and say, look, I'm so sorry, I sympathize with you, I don't agree with my elders. It's a bad policy. You tell the Lord about that and leave it to the Lord. And the Lord is able to rectify the thing. But the elders will give an account for that decision. You will not, and you are in no position to start undermining the elders of your local assembly. That's a dangerous thing to do.